evening, because first we will start with a Perek Tehillim, ask for Rachmei Shomayim. Shir Amar Lois, Mima Makim Krosichu Adonai, Adonai Shimo Vekoili, Tieno Znecho Kashuvois Lekoil Tachanunoi, Ima Avonai Stishmo Yo, Adonai Miyamoit, Ki imecho haselicho lemaan tivorei. Ki visi adonoi kiveso nafshi, velidvoroi hoicholti. Nafshi la adonoi mishoimerim la boiker, shoimerim la boiker. Yachel Yisrael el adonoi, ki madonoi acheset varbei moifedus. Vuhu yifdes Yisrael mikoil adonoi sov. Achinu kol beis Yisrael, Ansuni batzoro bashivyo, Eimdim bim bayom bayabaya bosho, Moki mirachem aliyem voitziyo mitzoro lirvocho, Meafilo lo oiro, Umishibut ligoulo, Hashto vagolo vizman koriv, Benemar omein. Achai vereyai hayokorim, not so easy to speak tonight. Nevertheless, we're standing before the Yom Tov Zman Chiruseinu. So let's try to find chizuk and comfort and nechama in what Pesach represents for us. How Pesach makes us great. How Pesach makes us grow. Am Yisrael was created at the moment of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Lovoi, lokachas loy goy mikerev goy. Posukim v'eschanon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came, appeared. Lokachas, to take for himself, goy mikerev goy, a nation amidst other nations. The Masos, ב'אלסוס, ב'מופסים, ובמלחמו, ביות חזוקו, ובזרוי הנטויו, ובמרויים גדולים. לוקחס לו גוי בקרב גוי. הקדשבוך appeared in this world to take a nation, to create a nation out of the womb, קרב, קרעיים of another nation. Why do we need that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should appear b'chvoidoi uva'atzmoi to be able to bring to the redemption of Yisrael out of Mitzrayim? Would a Malach not be able to accomplish also Makat B'chayras? Doesn't a Malach have also the power to kill the B'chayras? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to appear by himself b'chvoidoi uva'atzmoi l'ayadei Malach, L'ayedei Sorov, L'ayedei Sholiach, no messenger, he himself, not less than him, could accomplish this Makas Bechoyres, the exodus of Mitzrayim. I think the Posuk himself, this Posuk in Veschanon, that we have mentioned in the beginning, gives the answer. Lovoi, he appeared, Lokachas Loi, Goy mikeret goy. 2 points. First of all, lokachas le goy. To take for himself a nation. There should be a nation that belongs only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to nobody else. From now on, Am Yisrael will be the Am Hashem, connected to him in the depth of his neshama, close to him with all his limbs and all his sinews, and in all his being, and in all his nature. Lokachas loy la'om. That wouldn't happen when Malochim come. Malochim wouldn't be able to touch the neshama of a Yehudi, and to make such an impact in the neshama of a Yehudi, to change his nature from now on. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoidoi u'atzmoi. And there's another point too. Goy mikerev goy. We speak about a nation, about a Yisrael, who was taken out of the womb of another nation. They were completely connected to Mitzrayim, completely connected to the Egypt culture, to whatever Mitzrayim was represented. A Malach cannot perform that. A Malach who has no connection with the Olam Hazeh, and all his nisyonos, all the tribulations of Olam Hazeh. How could he, or would we be able, where would we take the strength, the Malach, to disconnect people from the Memtes Shari Tumah, the 49 levels of Tumah of Mitzrayim? A Malach is an Olam Habo person. He's an Olam Habo being. No shaykhs, no connection with the Olam Hazeh. How does he know to disconnect people from Mitzrayim, from the Memtes Shari Tumah of Mitzrayim? Only a Kedusha El Yoino, the highest possible Kedusha, had to appear in Mitzrayim to enter the Neshama of every single Yehudi and to connect his Neshama from the Yehudi to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to elevate Am Yisrael, Lecherus Olam, once forever from all times. There might be later other Shibudim or other Goliaths, but a Shibut like Mitzrayim, a slavery like Mitzrayim, Goy Mikeret Goy, to be really a part in the womb of the other nation, that would never happen again. Because Klal Yisrael's nature changed. It was Loi La'om. Lokachas Loi Goy Mikeret Goy. It belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and no nation in the world can, from then on, take possession of Klal Yisrael. The Bechore Mitzrayim, from the other side, who represented, they were the embodiment of Tumas Mitzrayim. From this appearance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the Lovoi, from the Gilui, from the appearance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and his tremendous Kedusha El Yoino in Mitzrayim, from this appearance they died. Because Tuma abhors Kedusha. Tuma can't stand Kedusha. Tuma will dissolve when there's Kedusha around. It will escape when Kedusha comes. It hates it. It's a danger for its very being. It's a threat to what Tuma wants to accomplish. To the same appearance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bichvoidoyu Ba'atzmoy, that shaped Am Yisrael forever, this same Kedusha led to the submission and destruction of Mitzrayim and the death of the firstborn. Because Tuma can't stand Kedusha. Tuma is bottle at the appearance of any Kedusha. That is the essence of Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. The essence is Lovoi, this galore, the Gilo Shechina, Moruim Gedoilim, like the Agoda says, the Gilo Shechina, the appearance of the Shechina, that was needed to pull out Yisrael from the Tumas Mitzrayim. Pull out from the connection, the inner connection to Mitzrayim, and to shape, to create a new nation, a new nature of a nation not like all the Umos Roilom, a nature that belongs to him, Lokaras Leilom, is connected to him, and close to him forever, in all situations, in all the future Goluyos, and all the future Torahs. Cherus Oilom, that will be a freedom forever. Even when we think we're not in freedom, nevertheless, there's a freedom that nobody can take us away. This freedom to be together with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and to belong to him. As the Ama Nifchor, as Loi La'om, V'atem Tiyu Li La'om, you will be my nation. Li, mine. The echo of this special Kedusha and of this Gilui Shechina comes back every year at the Leila Seder and brings down a special Shemira, a protection. Also at the regular Leila Seder, there are halachas from Leil Shimurim. We don't lock the doors. Leila Shomur min Amazikim, like at the times of Yitzias Mitzrayim. A night of Gilo Shechina, a night of huge Hashpoah, a stream of emunah and bitochen, and an inner connection, an intimate connection and closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. like at the times of Mitzrayim. Hamakeh be'evrosei kol b'chorei Mitzrayim, where we say in Marav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu swok Mitzrayim be'evrosei in his wrath. Vayoyitzes ama mitoicham b'cheirot ha'olam. And at the same breath, in the Neshima Achas, at the same time, the same appearance, for Mitzrayim it was wrath, evro, and Yisrael took it and understood it and experienced that as a change of their nature of Cheirus Olam. That's what happens also today at the Leila Seder. Mitchilo Oivde Avodah Zorah Avoseinu. Our ancestors were Oivde Avodah Zorah. The Achshav now, at tonight's Leila Seder, Kervon HaMokem LaAvodah Zorah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings us closer to his Avodah, to his service. Now, he reacquires us. And the echo of Yitzias Mitzrayim comes back and reverberates again at the Leila Seder. Whatever happens in Mitzrayim comes back in form of an echo every year at the Leila Seder. That is this great experience of purity and Kedusha that comes down on the night of Pesach. Because of that, we find throughout history the Mesiras Nefesh, the heroism that was shown even in the times of huge dangers by Yehudim who were ready to face danger to fulfill the mitzvahs of the Seder. How many stories are told about the Maranos in the times of the Spanish Inquisition? That even though they were not able to fulfill all the other mitzvahs, or a lot of other mitzvahs, nevertheless, when it came to Pesach, they left their hiding places to purchase at the marketplaces all vegetables and food that were needed for the Seder. And in the times of the communist Bolshevik oppression in Eastern Europe, Yehudi made the Seder with spiritual elevation of belonging to the Am Hashem, even though they could face quite strong punishments for doing that. Seder, that's something different. Because the Seder resonates in the neshama of every Yehudi, the Lokachas Loilaom, the Lovoi, the appearance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take every single Yehudi as a part of his nation. That comes back as every Seder, so the readiness to face that, to come across that, and to welcome HaKadosh Baruch Hu in their midst. Yehudim were ready to do that in all generations. Everybody knows, even today, Yehudim that are far from Pharaoh mitzvahs, the Seder of Pesach has some meaning for them too. The echo of Lovoi Lokachas Loi Goi Mikerev Goi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeals to take a nation from out of the other nation, is heard by all those Yehudim too. They might not know exactly what they feel. They might not know exactly what brings us of the Seder. But even though they might not know, like Chazal say, but Mazle Choze, they Mazle knows. The Neshama deep down knows why they are coming. The Neshama knows why she's pushing them to participate at the Seder, because they belong to the Am Hashem of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Lokachas Loi Laom. They're connected to him, they're close to him, and they are his nation. Mika Amcho Yisrael, Koyechot Boretz. Lokachas Loi Goi, to take a nation for himself, that's the nature of Am Yisrael. That's what was shaped at the night of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Might be that we will be able with this to answer the famous question that is asked about the Agodah Shel Pesach. In the Agodah Shel Pesach, after having told the master of the Tanoim, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shur, Rabbi Lezer ben Azayah, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tarfon, who were sitting at the Seder in Bnei Brak, and they told with Sapchim Betzias Mitzrayim the entire night. After that, there's a piece. It's actually a Mishnah. The Mishnah is the end of the first pack of Brachas. Omer Abelozer Ben Azayo. I'm like 70 years old. I didn't find any source or whatever chat is that one should mention Yitzias Mitzrayim at night. Till Ben Zoimo found the Pasuk, the man Tisker Asyem Tesrom Eretz Mitzrayim Kol Yemechayecho. Yemechayecho Ayomim. Yemechayecho means by day. Kol Yemechalecho Aleilois. By night. The question is, this Mishnah, this piece that we mentioned in the Agoda, is not connected at all to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. There are two different separate mitzvahs. One mitzvah is to be mesaper b'Yetzias Mitzrayim at the Seder, kol amarich lesaper, the longer one tells, more details, harizem meshubor, that's the better. That's one mitzvah. That's a mitzvah only at the Leila Seder and not another time. There's another mitzvah. Another mitzvah on a daily basis to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's why we say in the morning at the end of Kriya Shema the parsha Vayomer Hashem Moshe Leimor Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Rotzei Yetzieschem Eretz Mitzrayim. And at night again, like Ben Zoimos Drash Kol Yemechayecho Aleilois, at night again we mentioned Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Rotzei Yetzieschem Eretz Mitzrayim. That's not connected to the Seder at all. So why do we mention that in the Agoda? That's a daily mitzvah. It doesn't belong specifically to the Seder. However, when we look in the Psukim in Parshas Re'ei, when the Torah speaks about Pesach, Yom Tov of Pesach, the Yisrael of Chometz, you shouldn't eat Chometz, said the Torah, Shiva Siyomim Techol of Matzos, you should eat 7 days Matzos, Lechem Oini, Ki Bat Schipozen Yotzosim in Mitzrayim, because you left Mitzrayim in haste, Lamam, Tizkor Hashem Tzeis from Eretz Mitzrayim Kol Yemechayecho. So that you will remember Kol Yemechayecho all the days of your life, the day that you left Mitzrayim. That refers to the mitzvah of remembering, of mentioning Yetziat Mitzrayim every day. What is that connected? So the Torah connects it. The Torah connects this remembering, the Torah connects that to Yetzias Mitzrayim, the actual mitzvah of eating matzah, the Chippos Yotosim in Mitzrayim. So we have to understand it in the following way, based on what we said before. Like a major event that is told in length with all its details, because it has such a major impact and a major influence, that's one thing. And on a daily basis, it needs only a little reminder to bring this event in front of our eyes in all its details again and all its dimensions. Here you don't have to elaborate again. Once you have the clarity of the Leila Seder, you can go on with a hint to remind yourself or to remind your children what happened at the days of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the daily Hazkorah, the mentioning on the daily basis of Yetzias Mitzrayim, is built on and relies on the length of the Sipur Yetzrayim of Leil Pesach. That is a result of the Sipur of Leil Pesach. Once you know clearly what you are into, once you know clearly what happens at Yetzias Mitzrayim, what for revolution it created in Klal Yisrael, what for upheaval it created in a Yiddish and a Shoma. Once you know that clear in all its details, you need only a little reminder on a daily basis to reconnect you to the message of Pesach, to the message of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Asher Hotzeis Yetzchem Eretz Mitzrayim. I am Hashem Elokeichem, who took you out from Yetzias Mitzrayim. Liyois Lochem Velekim. For the purpose to be for you the Elokim. The same message as Lokachas, Loi, Goi, Mikerev Goi. That Kodesh Baruch Hu takes for himself. He acquires for himself. He needs a nation, Kaviyochel. He acquires for himself a nature that belongs to him. So we remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, that Kodesh Baruch Hu belongs to us. That's an intimate connection, a close bond that was created with Yitzhias Mitzrayim and remains, this impact, this influence, this result remains on a daily basis for the entire year. So the mitzvah of Askora Yitzhias Mitzrayim is the result of the Sippur of Yitzhias Mitzrayim, of the echo that reappears every year at the Leila Seder, the echo of the Moruim Gedolim, of Lovoy Lekachas Legoy Mikerev Goy, of the times of Yitzhias Mitzrayim. My Rav Zichrono Livrocha, Rav Chaim Kreisert, once he left shul in Antwerp with somebody accompanying him. And in front of them, there was a father with his little son walking, and the son was jumping around and full of simcha and joyful. The Rav asked the person going with him, "Do you know why this child is so joyful, so full of simcha?" The person looked at him and didn't know what to answer. And the Rav answered him, "You know why? Because he walks next to his father. A child who walks next to his father feels safe, feels secure, is full of joy." We know that sometimes the father could give a strike that really hurts. We know that. And it's not an easy nisyonos to stand into. However, walking with him gives us a security, a deep sense of strength that no event is allowed to take away from us. That's what happens every year on the Leila Seder. Lovoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears, Lukachas Leila'am, to take for him a nation, to take again, to strengthen the bond again. We should be walking with the Father and be able to be joyful and confident and strong. Pesach, kosher v'sameach. We want now, instead of Shabbos HaGadol, to pass a few halachas connected to the Leila Seder. Let's start with matzah, the mitzvah of Achilas. Matzah is a mitzvah min haTorah, even these days, even there is no Korban Pesach. Bo erev toich lo matzah, says the Torah, disconnected from Pesach. Like the Shulchan Aruch says, for moitzi matzah, one should take two kezesim, even the poskim struggle, where did it come from? But upon him, that's the Pesach in Shulchan Aruch, to take kezesim for moitzi matzah. These two kezesim are definitely not more than a din de rabbanan. To eat one kezayis matzah is min haTorah. To eat two kezesim for moitzi matzah is not more than a de rabbanan. The rule is like that. For mitzvah d'oraisa in shiurim we go lahachmir. For mitzvah d'rabbanan in shiurim we can go lahokel. When a person will eat two little kezesim of matzah, he will have more than one big kezais of matzah. So he'll be yoytzeh the mitzvah d'oraisa of achilas kezais with one big kezais, and he'll be yoytzeh the mitzvah that's mentioned in Chonoch to have two kezesim, because he will have two little kezesim, and for the din d'rabbanan, two little size kezesim are enough. Practically speaking, is let's start with our Hadar Matzahs, the machine Hadar Matzahs. The Ashir Hadar Matzahs, the machine Hadar Matzahs, have 14 matzahs in 1 pound. For Moitzi Matzah, we speak about healthy people who don't have any health conditions and no problem with digestion. For Moitzi Matzah is one matzah enough. One matzah, machine matzah, it will be a bit more than, it will be about two little kezesim, and it's a bit more than one big zayis. So you yoytze the mitzvah, the rice of achilas matzah, and yoytze with that the rabbonans of moitzi matzah. One matzah, machine matzah of hadar, is the moitzi matzah. The same thing will be for the Afikoman too. It's like a deraisa. Kairach, however, is only the Rabbanon, Zeichel Mikdash Kehillel. So Kairach is enough with half a matzah. It's only a Rabbanon, and we need only one kezais. So half a matzah is enough because it will be a kezais, a Rabbanon kezais will be fine. If people have problems, for health reasons they can't. So they can't eat two kezaisim, and they can't be machmir, even half a matzah might do too much. So one can be mekel till a third of a matzah. For moitzi matzah, and for the afikoman, and for kairach. But that's only when people, is a shas hadchak, we rely on the shita that the kezais is only, is a third of a kebetzah, and not half of a kebetzah. But it's not the shittas of most Rishonim. Akaponim, for healthy people, Moitzi Matzah should be a full machine matzah, Koirech half a machine matzah, and Afikoman again a full machine matzah. That is the Hadar matzah's machine. When people use for the Seder hand matzahs, our hand matzahs of Puppet Salem have 17 matzahs in 2 pounds. So the two kezesim that will be needed for Moitzi Matzah is 2/3 of a hand matzah is enough. It will be more than one big kezayis, that you use the mitzvah d'oraisa, and it is the size of 2 kezaisim, a bit less than 2/3. But let's assume 2/3 of a hand matzah is 2 kezaisim. For the kairach will be enough 1/3 of a hand matzah, and for the afikoman would be, again, 2/3 of the hand matzah. If people have trouble with digestion and real trouble, they can't be machmer this way. So a quarter of a machine, of a hand matzah will be enough. It will be 1 kezais, a bedieved kezais, but I'll call upon him, there will be yoitzer, according to some shittas, there will be yoitzer, the mitzvah, the reiser of achilas matzah with 1 kezais, the kairach and the afikoman. That's only when it's not possible, when there's no other option. However, in normal cases, for moitzi matzah 2 kezaisin, it's 2/3 of a matzah of a hand matzah. For kairach, 1/3 of a hand matzah, and for the afikoman, again, 2/3 of the hand matzah. That is regarding the shiurim of matzah. We understand very well that this shiurim can be 100% accurate. There's a lot of differences between what for matzahs and so on, but that's an approximative value that is given by poskim, relying on the fact, on the measure, how much is a kezais, how much is a kebetzer, how much is a raviz. According, it needs a time, one has to eat it within a certain time frame. So the Shulchan Aruch says, l'katchila, one should eat it at one time together, that means to swallow it together. Poskim hold, it's a bit strange, we don't understand, we don't question that. Akoponim, it might be not keder hachila. So a lot of poskim hold, then you eat it without interruption, one straight, without stopping in the middle for 20 seconds and then going on. You eat without interruption, that's definitely considered also the basachas. That's a katchila. Is mele, the shiurim of rekdeachilas pras vary among the poskim. There's a variation between 2 minutes of the chazanish and 9 meters of the chazam soito. Rav Moshe holds, and I think that's the acceptable measure, that are generally accepted between 4 and 5 minutes, 4 and 4.5 minutes, would be kedei achilas pras, but should be able to eat the kezesim of matzah within 4, 4.5 minutes, and with that one would be definitely yoytze the mitzvah min haTorah of achilas matzah. Now, regarding Arba Koisos, this year there's no Friday night kiddush at the Seder, so definitely Arba Koisos is only midrabbanan. Midrabbanan, one is enough to take a little shear of wine. The shear of wine, the little shear of wine is 3 fluid ounces. Definitely the Chazanish shear is about almost 5, 5.5 fluid ounces, but a little is a bit more than 3 fluid ounces. And that's enough to be used to the mitzvah of Arba Koisos. Now, one has to drink the katchila, to drink the entire cup. Even and the second level would be to drink roiv revis, the roiv kois, the major part of the cup. And then when that's not possible, Erakoponim, at least minimum, Rav Raviz, the major part of these three fluid ounces. That's why if a person can drink the full cup, it would be well advised not to take a big cup where he will not be able to drink even the major part of the cup, only a majority Rav Raviz. He should rather take a more little cup, a cup that has a size of a bit more than three fluid ounces, and to drink the major part of it, the Rav, it will be Yoitze Grat, the Mitzvah of Arba Koises. Le Katchila, one should drink the entire cup. But people who can do that, they should drink, let's say, a little cup that has a bit more than three fluid ounces of wine, and to drink the major, the Rav of the Raviz, when it's Yoitze with that, the Mitzvah of Arba Koises. Now, it has to be drunk also in a certain time. Now, regarding Arba Koises, there's a shita, lekatchila, one should be yoitzer, all the shitas of Rishonim should be k'deshtiyas reviz. That means within a time of half a minute, with one interruption, one should drink in one time with one little interruption, like people, like is the decheres to drink. We know from Chazal that one shouldn't drink in one shot, one should always drink in two times, a little interruption. That will not take more than half a minute, will be the yoitzer, the shiur k'deshtiyas reviz, the shiur of the Rambam. When that's not possible, well, it should be a kdei achilas prashir, but here definitely we can't more than 4 minutes. Since the Rambam holds that only half a minute is acceptable, we cannot take the lekula di kashir of achilas pras, the chasam sofer shir for drinking, that we can do. So, but 4 minutes, I think, also is more than enough to drink the arba koises. Even a person will get headache because drinking arba koises can definitely drink grape juice. But even that has harmed him, he has to make sure to find wine that is compatible with his health situation. And one should, unless a person has a sholem, through that he would be a choylesh, an ofal, a mishkov, he will be lying in bed, has a sholem, that's another thing. But even his mitzvah, his heart, has to be mekayim, the mitzvah of arba koises. Some hold that the hiddur of the mitzvah is only when you drink wine, a koponim, a mixture of wine. Not everybody agrees to that. The Briskov held like that, might be others too. But a lot of poskim hold that with grape juice, one is definitely yoitze mehuda, the mitzvah of arba koises. Now, to dilute with water is sometimes problematic, since it's already diluted with water sometimes. So, memela, one should make sure, as long it has still a real taste, the wine has still a real taste of wine, and the grape juice a real taste of grape juice, as long as it's the case, one can put some water in. But not more than that, it has to have a real taste of wine. One should be able to notice that one drinks wine or one drinks grape juice. Regarding morer is definitely the rabbonim. So if a person eats horseradish, when he will fill a l'chaim cup, a little l'chaim cup, full, to squeeze in horseradish till the top, is definitely ample, he was yoitzer the shir of Mora de Rabbonim. Mora, if he uses lettuce has about the same volume and measure and weight as water. The mele, when a person who take a volume of two fluid ounces of a volume of one fluid ounce. A person would take a volume of one fluid ounce and to push into this volume leaves of lettuce, that is a kezayis midrabanan, that he will be yoitzer glat the kezayis. Now this year, I want to tell you, people who unfortunately have a cold and who are coughing, and chas v'sholem, we don't want chas v'sholem that Mora should cause additional trouble. We have enough trouble like that too. So one should not take horseradish. Horseradish could affect chas v'sholem the breathing, and it's not worth it to touch it and to affect that. So they should now take only lettuce. If they want to add a little drop of horseradish to be yoitzer their habit, their minik, as long it will not harm them, it will not be too much that it should harm them, that's fine. But chas v'sholem, not to think that I have to eat, to squeeze my horseradish, are too free in any case where it could cause chas v'sholem trouble that we don't want and we don't wish, and it's not needed. So healthy people feel good, should go like always, with their minute like always. One can definitely can combine lettuce with horseradish. People who feel who have a problem with coughing or whatever, some irritation of the vocal, of the breathing the tube, should maybe be careful not to make things worse with horseradish. They should rely on lettuce. And when it's yoytze le katchile mamish, with yoytze katchile, the mitzvah of mora with horseradish. Horseradish should be bought with a good hashgacha. It's very difficult to check horseradish. I mean the lettuce. The lettuce should be bought with a good hashgacha. It's very difficult to check the lettuce. There shouldn't be any flies and worms. They're available in the stores with a good, reliable hashgacha. One should buy that. It's not worth it to be mekayim a mitzvah de rabbanan and at the same time chas v'sholem to meet to be over a mitzvah, an isod ha'raisa with achilas t'eloim. That's really not worth it. Now also regarding morer, the din is k'dei achilas tras. Here one can be makel. If a person will be able to make it in 4 minutes, matevu manuim. If it will take more time, till 9 minutes, for health reason, he has trouble, or whatever, he's afraid he will be coughing or whatever, he can do it till 9 minutes. And I think with such a shir d'rabbanan, even 4 minutes is enough time, but 9 minutes is more than enough. It should be enough. Like every year, I want to remind, please, when we call out, we say our called Dichvin Yesev Yechol, everybody who is hungry should come in. Nobody hears us. The doors are closed. And this year, more than ever, we can't hardly even have a guest. Only family members who live in the same household. So we have to make sure before Pesach to provide help for aniyim, for evyonim. If I may share with you, our rabbeim in the yeshiva are struggling. We are back with one or two payrolls from the last few months. They call us how we will manage for yontes. Please, please, before starting the Seder, make sure that you have provided help for aniyim ve'evyonim. We know what the Rambam says. When a person is besimcha, when he shares his simcha with aniyim, that is a simcha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes. However, when the simcha is only for him, that's not a simcha's mitzvah, that he says it's simcha's kreisoi. It's a joy for the stomach. It's a joy for him, but not for the Rabbeinu Shalom. And the Rambam quotes a posuk, Moyadechem sonu nafshi, Chageichem moyadechem sonu nafshi. I don't like your Yomim Toivim that belong only to you. I like only Yomim Toivim that you share with others too. Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu send us the Surah Starvers, Yeshua's v'nechomos. And we should realize, we should be able to see b'mehero, that we belong to him and he belongs to us, and we'll be able to be joyful and dancing from simcha because our Father stands next to us and we are able to walk with him. Pesach kosher v'sameach.